to Wake Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, and this is Scottish band for you as we get a little recap of the Open Championship. By the way, it's done. The major championships are done. They're all done now. Used to be the PGA in August, but we don't get that anymore. That's now in May. Boy, Scottie Scheffler, Justin Thomas, Matt Fitzpatrick, and now Cameron Smith, all in their 20s. Game is in good shape. 20 under par was the winner at St. Andrews. And you know what? A lot of people thought that course could have been absolutely peppered. 20 under is a good job, don't get me wrong, but it's not like everybody was shooting like 60 or 59s out there. Will Knights joins us from the Fried Egg to talk about the Open and recap Cam Smith's incredible Sunday and a little disappointment for Rory McIlroy. How are you, Will?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. And by the way, Will's on our Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Visit them for a quote at progressive.com. All right, so how do you process Sunday? Do you process it as Cam Smith getting it or Rory McIlroy losing it?
Personally, as a Rory McIlroy fan, I'm going to hedge my emotions and I'm going to say Cam Smith went out and got it. But candidly, I think it's a little bit of both. Cam definitely obviously played the round of the tournament, shooting 64 on Sunday and shooting 30 on the back nine is not something that everyone is capable of doing. But it's just hard to look at Rory's round and not think that he missed a few opportunities out there. It wasn't a disappointing round from him. I don't think he went out and lost the tournament. There was just more he could do. In the end, I'm giving it to Cam because it was one of the best rounds in major championship history to go out and perform like that, knowing you had to go chase down one of the best players of all time.
Sometimes the putter doesn't work for you. We've seen that. And in Rory's case, he just couldn't make enough birdie putts to fall. But when the course was giving up that kind of scoring, I mean, Cam Young had a 65. There are plenty of 67s. Does a 70 feel like it was over par?
Absolutely. I mean, so for me, I mean, that's Rory's first round in the 70s in his history at the Old Course. He shot 80 once back in 2010. But I think for Rory, he's looking at that golf course as a par 68 or par 69. When you consider the two par fives that are very gettable plus the three drivable par fours, you got to think you're making three on at least two of those. So for Rory, I think 68 is par for him. You just kind of have to look at it that way going in, unless there's weather. And so, yeah, 70 is over par. And it wasn't his best. He played very conservative all weekend. On Saturday, he was able to take advantage of those other holes, and he shot 66. That's two under par for Rory. But, yeah, I mean, the putter really just didn't do anything for him, and his 70 is about as bad as he could play out there. I think, his par on 18 on Sunday, I think he was just going for the two there. So he probably gassed it a little harder than he would have. So if you give him birdie there, it's 69. But regardless, it was not the round he needed to ensure that nobody could catch him.
I love the world reaction to Rory. I think there was something that it seemed like a lot of people were pulling for him, given the stage and sort of the moment in time that we are in golf. But he has gone on this 8-year drought now with not a major championship. And listen, you win 4 majors. No one's taking that away from you by any means. But does it feel like he needs to do it again? Does it feel like he needs another one?
I mean, if Rory retired right now, his career, if you just looked at the numbers, you'd say, wow, that's a fantastic career he's got. 20, I don't know the exact number, 20-something PGA or competitive wins. He's got 4 major championships. I mean, that's a remarkable career. But given that his last major championship was at 25 years old and just knowing what he's gone through since then, I mean, for his sake, I'd love to see him get another. He obviously doesn't need anything to put a stamp on his career. Like, he's had a wonderful life and his on the golf course has been remarkable to watch him over these last 10 years. But, he wants at least one more. His competitive prime is still, he's still in it right now. There's no reason to believe he can't compete with all these young guys. He still has the distance. It's just really for him just keeping the mentals. And so, yeah, I mean, Rory needs another major. He does it for his own sake. he doesn't have to prove anything to anyone. He's really just proving it to himself at this point.
All right, so we've seen people win majors, and it goes on. They go on to have an illustrious career, and others win majors, and we barely even hear from them again. Cam Smith won the Players' Championship, so he's won. He's not coming out of nowhere. In fact, he was one of the betting favorites, if you were to list five or six of them before the Open started. This is more broad of a question, but what does this mean for Cam Smith? What does it mean for his stamp on the world golf stage?
Yeah, I mean, you raise a good point there. Cam Smith entered the week as the sixth ranked player in the world, so he definitely didn't come out of nowhere. But this has definitely been a stepping stone year for Cam Smith. He started at the Century, where I think he shot like 34 under par to beat John Rahm. He then took it up a notch at TPC Sawgrass to win the Players, and now he's got a major, which he had never even... He'd competed in a couple of Masters. He's got a couple of top three is there. He did well in the U.S. Open. Curiously, he had never finished better than the T20 at the Open, which was very bizarre, but this week kind of all fit him, and it was the next step in his career to say that he's one of the top five players anywhere. He's still not as strong on off the tee as a lot of players are. His distance is up there now, but his accuracy is well below average. So in terms of what this looks like moving forward in major championships, he's always going to be able to compete at the Masters, and I think he should have better shots at the Open moving forward. It'll be interesting to see how he does at Open or U.S. Open venues and PGA Championship venues. And then with all the drama going on with Liv, we don't entirely know what his future is going to look like there. But he, in terms of the general golfing public, you have to look at Cam Smith as one of the five betting favorites for at least two of the four major championships every year, which is a pretty remarkable thing given where he entered the year at.
I want to ask you your thoughts on this particular Open, but more in course philosophy, because earlier this year at Southern Hills had a drivable, I think it was the 17th hole, like a drivable par four that players could go for. And I thought it added a really great element to the game. St. Andrews certainly had that. It had a number of par fours that you could drive them or get close. I think there's an element of that people enjoy. You don't need to stretch these things out to 8,000 yards. I think there's an element of the game that can go for drivable par fours, but it does lead to these kind of scorings. What is your take on those kind of holes that people can kind of have some fun at?
Oh, definitely. I'm a huge fan. Number 17 at Southern Hills is fantastic. I think, especially on Saturday and Sunday at the PGA, they moved the tee up a little bit to really make that drivable, which was, Justin Thomas hit the shot of the tournament, really, yeah, in the playoffs to ensure that he beats De La Torre there. And then, St. Andrews, back in the day, these weren't drivable holes. Technology has kind of made them drivable, but number 12, especially, 9 was always short. 10 was always short, but then 12, I think it's listed at 346 on the card, and it has become drivable with technology, and it made it very interesting to watch coming. Like, that when you got to number 9, you had to birdie a couple of those holes to really kind of set yourself up for success down the stretch. At the end of the day, for me, the score under par, I don't really care about as long as the best guy wins. And so when you look at the end of the Open Championship leaderboard, you had Cam Smith, Cam Young, and Rory as your top three. And I think it would be really hard to argue that anybody else deserved to be up there. They kind of separated themselves. T4 was four shots behind Rory. So the course absolutely separated the best players this week. And I'm all for drivable par fours and introducing that element of excitement for both the general fan and then kind of getting the juices up for the players as well. The interesting thing about St. Andrews specifically will be to watch if the USGA and RNA make any technology changes by the time we visit next time in 2030, it sounds like. So if that happens, these drivable holes might be a little more difficult, and only the longest of the long will be able to get there, which should even add more drama for the next Open.
There were two names on the leaderboard, or a couple of names on the leaderboard when it was all said and done that didn't win, have not won a major, but I want to ask you about two of them specifically. Cameron Young and Victor Hovland. Majors aren't promised to anybody, but as far as the future, do you think majors are in the cards for either one of these guys?
I think Cameron Young showed me a lot this weekend. Hovland did too, but I'll get to him in a second here. So Cam Young on Saturday, it seemed like was his nervy day. And even on his first putt on Sunday when he missed from inside 3 feet, he kind of looked like the moment was getting the best of him. I mean, he shot 71 on Saturday, which, as we just talked about, isn't exactly what you're looking for out there in those benign conditions. So you have to think he wasn't happy with that. But then on Sunday, he made, I think, 7 birdies over his next 12 or 13 holes. And then that eagle on 18, he had an unrealistic chance, assuming Cam made that 2-footer for birdie. But he showed that he kind of got the experience on Saturday and was able to get himself back in a championship. So I absolutely expect Cam Young to do it again. This is now his second major where he's finished top 3 this year, and he did the same thing at Southern Hills where he was in the middle of the 16th fairway and kind of blew his chance there, but absolutely expect more from him. Hovland, I love Victor Hovland. I think he's a phenomenal player. I need to see some more consistency out of him in major championships. The St. Andrews opened, was kind of a perfect setup for him in that he could have a lot of putts from long range where he's a fantastic lag putter and he didn't have to chip the ball as much, which everyone kind of knows is his weak point of his game. So I think moving forward, he definitely needs to kind of tighten up his short game. This is his first top 10 in a major championship. It's hard to say he's not going to win in the future, but as you said, yeah, it's really hard to say that somebody is going to win a major when nothing is guaranteed. I mean, Rory has won one in 8 years, and it just goes to show how difficult it is to grab one. So if I had to pick one of the two, I'm going to say Cam Young wins first, but I'm definitely not counting out Hovland by any means.
Will Knights, the Fried Egg, really appreciate it. Thank you so much on your insight on the final major of the season, and it was definitely a good one at St. Andrews. Appreciate it, Will. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tony.
Absolutely. And again, what an open championship it was. Right now, you deserve the network more people rely on. That's why Verizon is introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever. For real, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love, switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required, unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. We'll come back. Final thoughts on the open for this hour as we continue with Wake Up Call.